is to be.
Immateriality and expect them to live in it. Where before in history has there been a people for whom no fact is true?
We shall prevail.
been pretty productive lately. I think I've been all kinds of stuff. I've been squaring away a bit here and there, and I fixed this mount here, so now I can project things on the wall. And that makes me pretty happy, I think.
That I did that. Because now I can, and that means more things get projected on the wall. And you'd like, I think, the things I project on the wall. You probably would, unless you're one of those types who only eats carrots at night because that's how you were taught as a kid. Because I found those kind of people are not to be trusted at all. Are you that kind of person? Good. So, I'm not gonna be reading tonight from the whole end of the world book thing that I started on, because really, I started, like, not seeing the humor in the thing. It just got progressively less funny past the initial premise, so... I might, in some time in the future, sort of boil it down into its main talking points, and then we can talk about it then briefly, but because nobody mentioned anything about it, I didn't get any, like, that's awesome or don't do that kind of feedback. I can kind of do what I want in the absence of you saying anything, so I'm going to do that. I'm going to do what I want. I'm not going to bother with that because it's not funny or, like, insightful or anything. It either means way too much to the wrong kind of person or it's just way too obvious to the rest. So it can go to hell. It can go to hell and die. I think maybe it can't.
Maybe it, like, inherently can't because it talks about the end times and that makes it somehow important. No, I don't think so. I said I was going to talk about it. Now I'm meta talking about it. I'm not discussing the actual words per se, more the concept behind the book itself. The whole idea of it talks a great deal about how you're not supposed to change or add to or take away from the supposed direct word of God as handed down through thousands of years of oral tradition and then mistranslated and lost and then, you know, set on fire and then mistranslated again. You're not supposed to, but then you should read this book, which is not in any way adding to that. I don't get it. I don't need to get it because I don't intend to subscribe to their newsletter. I don't think so. I think I'm gonna. I should have a newsletter. I should have a newsletter. I kind of have sort of a newsletter over on the Pants forum thingy. If you look, brown pants at downwithpants.org. brownpants.downwithpants.org. I think is where we put that or kept it. And I do stuff there in a textual format that you can read if you wanted to, or email me, beep@downwithpants.org, and that'd be cool too, because then I could write back to you, and I could, like, say, hey, and then I could describe what's immediately to my right in this bowl, because it bears description. It's not a bear. Let's get that out of the way right now. It's absolutely not a bear. So, last couple of weeks on the various shows I've been doing, I haven't asked anybody how their weekend went, and that kind of is odd. So, how was my weekend? It was a good weekend. I had a lot of fun this weekend. I don't really know what I did. It was like I did a bunch of things, and I spent a lot of time not doing things. And, you know, I got some good video gaming in, and some nailing and sawing and drilling and screwing things to other things. I need to cut the tips off of these screws because they kind of stick out a little bit, and they make the mount stick out a little bit. But that's okay. It actually still is a good distance back. I guess it doesn't really need to go any further back. But I think I'd like it to be about, like, an inch and a half, 2 inches back. I've got it tied in place with bungees I made out of old inner tubes at the moment, just to hold it there. I think it would hold a little better without the ends of these screws, but that's not, like, critical. It's not like I'm going to get visited by the spacing fairy anytime soon who's going to say, that should be a couple of inches back. And I'll go, no, step off, I'll fight you. And then we'd have to fight with knives. And then, you know, he's very small. So his knife is kind of like one of those little cocktail swords, except instead of being a sword, it's a cocktail knife. It's very short, not very useful, because you can't get like a whole olive on it. It's just too small. And my knife would be like probably one of the ones from the kitchen, because those are fairly handy. Or I could grab like a whatever Leatherman is lying around. I wouldn't even really need a knife. I could just grab a ruler or something, and I think I'd have a pretty good chance of taking the little guy out. And then his family at home would mourn. That'd be kind of jerky. I'd feel kind of like a bit of a jerk for having done so. So it's all to be avoided, and I shall do that. I shall endeavor to avoid having to knife little guys. Okay, are you with me there? Have you followed me this far along the primrose path? Good. What's a primrose? I don't know. I've never actually eaten one, but I suspect it's kind of like a cruller in some ways, and maybe a little bit less like a cruller in others, which seems maybe like a really obvious statement, but it really isn't. That statement could come from anywhere at any time, and you'd have to pay attention to it, or else it would get in behind you, and it wouldn't pay, and you'd be out like that much resources, because it'd be using up like your water and things, and we're really kind of coming into a drought, so you don't want that. It's hazardous to things that grow to not have water. Also, it's hazardous to, well, we grow, to you grow anyway, so it's, don't, just, you know, quit it. No.
Public service must be duty, honor, country.
I'm afraid not. I don't smoke. That's a shame.
Oh, forget us,
none of my matches light. They're wet.
Forget us, you cannot get in.
Is there a way to go in? Is there a way for us to go inside?
Which
here? Another place? I don't know.
Just don't.
From Polaroid photos. Don't invite me to your exhibition. It terrorizes me.
Oh, I didn't want to hurt you.
I have to create my own signs of life, you know?
I'm sorry, but I can't continue this conversation. I am afraid that I shall float away in it. I'll write you a letter next month when I am bleeding.
But you are the warriors who are trained
to fight.
But you are the ones
who are trained
to fight.
As a child,
child. I would come out here and play in these oleander trees. This was our fun. I'd shake the stuff on, you know, the radioactive fallout off onto me. Not knowing that's what it was, I thought it was snow.
Energy Committee.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program to bring you important news.
The residue from this morning's
word
atomic detonation
has just been received from the Atomic Energy Commission
of St. George.
That
there is no danger.
There is no danger.
There is no danger.
And when I listen to it, it's really strange.
Seit 5 Milliarden besteht unser Planet in die Erde. Mein Mund ist trocken.
As soon as she heard this, she ran to her rooms, took off her clothes, disarranged her hair, dressed herself with an old tiered shirt, and rushed downstairs to the open air.
I'm very lonely.
This is Marna House. This is the hotel. We didn't see many Israelis, huh?
No Israelis. At night, I don't think that it's a good idea for them to be here.
Op de Atlantische Oceaan lagen, die wij op dat ogenblik.
Sometimes I'm afraid. Why?
Thank you.
my fault. Believe me, it's my fault. Believe me, it's my fault.
But we gave you your money back. But we gave you your money back. But we gave you your money back.
Well, I had no business taking it.
Well, I had no business taking it.
What's wrong with them? They look good to me.
What's wrong with them? They look good to me. They look good to me.
It's my fault. Believe me, it's my fault.
couldn't get through. I 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 couldn't. I couldn't get through. I couldn't get. I couldn't get through. I couldn't get through. I couldn't get. I couldn't get through. I couldn't get through. I couldn't get. I couldn't get through. I couldn't get through.
On awesomeville.us. Go check out all the cool shows we've got now almost every single day of the week. I don't know how I could ever repay you for what you've done. Really, you didn't have to do that.
You didn't have to.
And yet you did. And that's really what makes up an awesome story.
but a cat, a dog, and a bear cub trying to make their way across the wilderness together. You know, eventually they have to part ways. But it's a while, and you don't have to worry about it for, like, most of the movie. And you can just enjoy the hijinks, the wacky adventures, the things they do. There's an ant trying to eat my hand right now. It's not being very successful, all things told, on account of its size and my size being dramatically different. Very, very different. They say that size matters not. Judge me by my size, do you? But I think in the case of this ant, it mattered a lot. By ant. Good luck in the ant-ter life. That was a lot funnier in my head. I'm sorry that I let it out. I should have kept it in my head for all time. So thank you a lot for everything you've done, for what you did. I'll find a way to repay you someday when you least expect it. Someday. Oh well. I guess, you know, there's no use dwelling if you can't do anything constructive. Don't say anything at all, is what my papa always said. Actually, I don't recall him ever particularly saying that, but if he were to say it, I would take it as read. And you would have to take it as read as well, if you read it. If you didn't read it, then I don't know why we're talking. Why am I speaking to you? Why are you here? What have you done? Where did you put everything? I used to have it right here, and now it's not, and I don't know what you did with it, and I would like to know what you did with it. Tell me! But that's another story. For another time, another day, another flavor of ice cream. For now, we'll just wander the primrose path together, gazing upon the fruited bushes that line our way like so many sentinels on our way to court, where we are to stand trial for our transgressions against the crown. Careful what you say, they will use it against you. Not in any sort of metaphorical way, they'll take the words from you and hit you with them over and 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 the bruises over look like words and over as they came from words and over and over and Dover and people will Dover know you're guilty. Dover and Dover It'll be written Dover all over your face. But that's another story for another time, another place, another note on the Richter scale. For now, we're gonna eat ice cream. The ice cream of justice. And if you don't have ice cream, then why am I talking to you? Who are you? Why are you here? Why are you taking up that space where my things were? They used to be there and now they're not. I would like them. But alas, it was not to be. And so our heroes had to go on with their lives, never knowing exactly how it would turn out, not ever able to grasp that certainty again that they once had. It was gone, faded into the morning mist.
And we're going to start by stretching the upper part of your spine.
For something tricky, try the Texas Tommy. The Texas Tommy consists of snapping the woman. Please read the text and check the illustrations. Now for something really exciting and snappy, we will do the elbow break.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Money? Any cigarettes? Tell me. Can you tell me where there is a hotel? I need some. Can you tell me where there is a good morning? May I introduce my friend, Miss Blake? Very glad to meet you. Good morning. Any money?
Have you a nice cut of beef for roasting?
I speak English. I speak it poorly. I don't speak it very well. I know only a few words.
Let me see it. I hope it will taste as good as it looks. Let me think. What else do I need? I would like to make an appointment for a permanent aid.
Burn. Bicycle. Burn. Dentist. Burn. Head. Burn. House. Fine. That can be arranged. My fiancé has thin fingers. My fiancé has thin fingers. Fiancé. My fiancé has thin fingers.
Why don't you go to a doctor?
Shoe. Juice. Cut. Head.
All right. Yes, fine.
Do you wish your whole head done or only the ends? Cocaine makes it painless.
It's time to get up. It's already dirt, and I promised Brown at 11. Don't you feel to me? I shall tell him he must. Hello, is that you, Jim?
Good morning. I thought you had to call up.
It's nearly 12. I'm sorry, but we are still greatly needed from our lack of sleep.
Then I propose it only afternoon.
Where?
I do at 4 o'clock my home.
Know how to reach your home.
Bab, and tell her that you wish to 47. Department number 40.
What are we?
Surprise. The plan something.
I shall tell Mez that you are a prize for us.
We shall see you at 4 o'clock. Bye.
don't you? No, do my son, for me. Quand je mange trop, je grossis. Alors, pour ne pas grossir, je mange moins.
Quand je conduis bon, je suis énervée. Alors, pour ne pas être énervée, je conduis moins.
Quand je bois trop, je suis malade. Quand je bois trop, je suis malade. Alors, pour ne pas être malade, je bois moins. Quand je fume trop, j'ai mal à l'estomac. Alors, pour ne pas avoir mal à l'estomac, je fume moins.
is to be, is to be.